honor, awards. If I told you the requirements for a particular award were contributions to national security, contributions to world peace, or significant cultural contributions, if you needed to accomplish one of those three requirements to be honored, who would be some of the names that you think of? Who would be some of the people that you think of? Jerry West, who saved the NBA in the 1970s and 1980s. People my age and younger, we don't understand how bad the NBA was struggling back then. The league was teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. Jerry West, he turned the Lakers into a spectacle. Going to a game at the Forum back then, it was an event. Rush Limbaugh revolutionized conservative talk radio. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, both legends in the tech industry. Their contributions to technology made the lives of millions of people easier. Michael Jordan, Paul Harvey, Hank Aaron, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres. All of these people are past recipients of the highest honor an American civilian can receive, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Every year, the president selects a handful of people who have had a positive impact on society. Their charitable contributions, their political activism, their accomplishments in sports or technology. In one way or another, they have had a positive impact on the culture. They've made our lives easier. People like Michael Jordan brought all of us together. But you get the point. The purpose of the Presidential Medal of Freedom is to honor someone who deserves to be honored and acknowledged. So someone please explain to me, how in the fuck an award like this, an honor like this, can possibly be given to our favorite Easter egg? The woman who received a PhD from Woke U in proper transformation to manhood. The woman who just can't understand that she's not a man. The woman who changes hair color faster than Joy Reid changes wigs. President Joe Biden is proud to honor the woman who can turn a man's stomach faster than Rachel Levine, the one, the only, Megan Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe? We're gonna honor Megan Rapinoe? We're gonna put this shit fuck next to people like Hank Aaron and Michael Jordan? We're gonna put the Easter egg in the same class as a Rosa Parks? Really? What the fuck has Megan Rapinoe done to deserve this award? Someone please tell me one positive contribution from Megan Rapinoe that has had a lasting impact on American society. Just one. KC, she fought for equal pay for women. Oh yeah? Really? All my ladies out there, have you seen an increase in your paycheck because of Megan Rapinoe? The mainstream media likes to claim that wages have increased under Joe Biden. Now, this is true, but it's another case of the media giving you a partial truth. You would need a 25 to 30% pay raise to keep up with inflation. The only thing Megan Rapinoe has accomplished is dividing society. This woman's been far more damaging than someone like Colin Kaepernick. You can argue that Colin Kaepernick is the one that started this renewed push for social justice, wokeism, but Colin Kaepernick is just a face. We rarely hear him speak. He doesn't give interviews, unless it's something like Ebony Magazine, where the toughest question asked is, what is your preferred cucumber length for ideal insertion? Megan Rapinoe is vocal. Megan Rapinoe has a strong following of brain-dead virgins who hang on her every word. Unlike someone like Bomani Jones, Megan Rapinoe has an actual platform. Everything this shitfuck stands for is the exact opposite of what America needs. Just 2 weeks ago, the Easter egg told parents, no one cares about your teenage daughter's volleyball league. It is much more important to allow Tran Dan to crush your child's dreams. Megan Rapinoe has been front and center in the fight to end mythical racism. She has advocated for an increase in woke welfare for participants in the WNBA. Now, just like everything else she promotes, increasing woke welfare in the WNBA has a direct impact on the life of Megan Rapinoe. She's the husband of Sue Bird, one of the highest recipients of woke welfare in the dump. Megan Rapinoe is the epitome of selfishness. This woman's calculated. Everything she does is for her own financial benefit. Like I've told you before, the Easter egg was rolling around on soccer fields for almost a decade with no mainstream recognition. Every year when my nephews went Easter egg hunting, found that one empty Easter egg, they didn't know they were picking Megan Rapinoe. This woman was an unknown. I did some research. I wanted an explanation. I wanted to know why the White House thought a fucking Easter egg was worthy of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I already had an inclination why the stuttering shitfuck in the White House would do this, but I just wanted confirmation. I mean, it's kind of a big deal, right? The egg will be the first NWSL player who looks like she belongs in Major League Soccer with the dudes to receive this award. Here were the reasons given. The rotten egg is a two-time World Cup winner. She's an Olympic gold medalist. She's captain of her charity soccer team in the NWSL. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of athletes with greater accomplishments. But then we got to the real reason. The rest of that shit, that was just window dressing. The real reason the rotten egg will be stinking up the White House later this week? Megan Rapinoe has been a loyal shitfuck. She's a strong advocate for gender pay equality, which means female athletes are paid money they haven't earned. She's active in the fight to end mythical racism, and more importantly, she is fighting for the rights of Tran Dan to share a public bathroom with Tina the Teenager. Megan Rapinoe's not being honored for her accomplishments in sports on the field. This isn't someone like Michael Jordan, who entertained millions of people for years. This is not someone like Tiger Woods, who broke barriers in golf. Tiger Woods was an inspiration. He inspired millions of black kids to play golf. Who has Megan Rapinoe inspired? I mean, inspired in a positive way. Unfortunately, there are thousands of confused teenage girls and non-binary garden tools that idolize Megan Rapinoe. What kind of example is she setting? What message is she sending? Hey, girls, you too can make millions of dollars by selling your integrity, by selling your soul to the woke oak tree. Come kneel with me. Megan Rapinoe is a cancer to society. Now, I'm not going to put her in the same class as a Joy Reid or Keith Olbermann. I don't think Megan Rapinoe's evil, but she definitely exploits the woke movement for her own financial gain. Joe Biden. He called the egg personally to invite her to the White House to be honored with this award. My sources tell me, during the call, Joe Biden repeatedly mispronounced her name. He kept calling her Esther Egg instead of Easter Egg. Megan Rapinoe explained to Joe Biden why she continues to preach the good word, why she is such a strong advocate for the butt bongo. She told the president, until we are all free, none of us are free. Who's not free in America? What the hell is she talking about? Who is not free in America? KC Tran Dan's not free. Normal people are fighting against his right to share a locker room with young women. You know what? Now that I think about it, I actually happen to agree with Megan Rapinoe. She is 100% right. Until we are all free, none of us are free. Right now, there's only a small segment of the American population who has true freedom. There's a small segment that occupies Twitter and TikTok who have the luxury of saying whatever the fuck they want. You know who's not free in America? Normal people. People with traditional morals and values. People who believe mom and dad should raise the child instead of rake and shovel. People who don't identify as a gender, they just are who they are. People who believe circumcision is for removing skin, not removing the whole thing. Go ask Jordan Peterson if he has true freedom of speech. Twitter last week suspended his account because he used improper pronouns. Some Hollywood shitfuck named Elliot Page was born Ellen Page. Jordan Peterson, he used she/her pronouns when describing Ellen. Now, as you guys know, this is a direct violation of the woke commandments. Thou shalt not misgender the confused shitfucks who spend their spare time tag-teaming the cucumber. Joe Biden awarded 17 people with the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year. Five of the 17 were social justice warriors, Megan Rapinoe, of course, being the most famous. When did we start awarding victims? When did America start rewarding victims? This country's always been about survivors. This country's always honored people who are respectable, deserving, hardworking, inspiring. Do any of those adjectives describe the fucking Easter egg? Joe Biden's honoring a woman that spent the last 5 or 6 years shitting on America and the military. Megan Rapinoe hates this country, and we're going to honor her? Are you out of your mind? We have people in the military fighting overseas to protect our freedom. Their families are the ones that make the ultimate sacrifice, waking up every morning wondering if their loved one is still alive, waiting for that phone call, waiting for that dreaded knock on the door. How do you think those people feel seeing the president honor someone who constantly disrespects their military service? Well, let me know what you think. Megan Rapinoe receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.